Hey, this is Eddie Green. Welcome back to Selling People, Not a Process. So there's not going to be any fancy sound effects or anything like that tonight. It's only Wednesday and it's been a long week, but I owe it to you guys who have been requesting for more content. Thank you so much for asking for it, of when it's going to come out and all of that. So this is going to be part two of a three-part series about You Can't Teach Passion. This one is going to be called The Missing Link. So I get asked questions again all the time. You know, why are you having the successes that you're having when I'm doing the exact same things that you're doing? Why are you able to close as much business as you can? You don't seem to be following any just fill in the blank person's process to be able to close sales. It's like you're flying by the seat of your pants. Or lastly, it is a situation that they ask me, or I notice whenever I'm actually out and writing with people and seeing them go through the process. They're so meticulous. Their calendars and their daytimers or their phones are completely filled up with potential prospects and potential clients. And they also too are going through the process, the sales process, and they're getting all the way through to the close, and it's just flawless, but there's just something missing. Well, what is that something? Well, it all boils down to, again, there's not that buy-in of the clients that you are talking to don't need you. There's not that conviction of I need to make sure that their needs are the most important thing to me, and setting myself apart and differentiating myself from the competition, either by going the extra mile for the services that I am going to provide, by creating needs they didn't know they had, by being an educational resource first, but putting my agenda aside and it being all about the client. And that's really, and then, you know, the second part of it, which we'll get into in a future podcast, really comes down to your conviction and asking for the business, even when the door's been slammed in your face, and that relentless follow-up that you're going to show them, that if you truly believe that you provide the best product and the best service on the market, that you don't just move on to the next person. I've heard my peers say there's plenty of business out there. If they don't want it, move on to the next person. Give it a good deal college try. Try a couple of times, and if they don't want it, move on to the next person and don't waste your time with them. Then I don't believe in that mentality. If you have that mentality, you cannot sit here and look me in the eyes and tell me you have the best product or service out there for that business, because if you're just willing to move on to go to the next person, you're just a cherry picker. You're not a true salesperson. And if you want to rebuttal me, here's my email, eddie@tierlevel.com. I dare you. Let's go head to head. I dare you to go through the sales process and prove to me that you really truly have conviction that you are providing them with the absolute best if you're going to sit and cherry pick. That's not sales. Anybody can be a cherry picker. So you go ask enough people, odds are you're going to find somebody to say yes. It's, can you convert your no's? And no matter how long it takes, can you convert your no's? So anyway, subject for another time. I'll get off my soapbox because I'm going to tell you I hate that mentality. I can't stand cherry picking. There's no talent in it at all. So like I said, you want to argue with me, you got my email, let's go for it. But let's get back to the case in point. So what differentiates us? When was the last time you walked into a client and or a prospective client and just thought to yourself, you know what, forget it. I am not going to talk about my products, my services, my agenda. I want to know, Mr. Prospective Client, what's important to you? What do you need? When is the last time you've done something like that? So I'm going to tell you a real quick story. Real quick, disaster restoration industry, fairly new to the game. So my ignorance is really what kind of led me down this path, because I didn't have the product knowledge at the time to be able to back it up. So I walk into a 4-star diamond hotel. I had gotten the call The general manager was in a total panic. Seven floors were flooded all the way into a five-star restaurant. And I walk in, and he is in an absolute panic. And I notice that it's not a typical, I'd had enough commercial losses at this point to understand that I wasn't walking into one that was typical. There was something really bugging him about what was going on with this loss. So I pull him to the side and I said, you know, Mr. Client, I said, I noticed that your tension level seems to be really, really high. You know you made the right call. You know that we are masters of this domain to be able to get your business back to you. We have your business continuity in mind, you know, and just kind of told him everything that I knew from flying by the seat of my pants. And he looked me right square in the face. He said, we are 4 days away from Garth Brooks. He said, we are sold out. And let's face it, he said, I'm not trying to be pretentious here, Eddie. He said, but the clients that stay at a 4-star diamond hotel don't stay at Super 8. So I can't just put these people anywhere. I can't afford to take the hit. I can't afford to take the Yelp reviews. And he said, I'm just going to address the elephant in the room. He said, restoration companies have a horrible name. You're going to come in here. You're going to take weeks before you're going to get out of here. We're going to lose tons of revenue. And he said, and I already know it. He said, but I've called you out here and I want you to do the work. He goes, I'm just not looking forward to this pain. I said, well, let me walk this with the director of production. I said, this might not be as bad as you think. And what had happened was they were remodeling a seventh floor room and the contractor hit the sprinkler head and it flooded seven floors all the way into the restaurant. Well, the good thing was this was a historic hotel. This was before they had went and done all the sound barrier insulations on the interior walls and all of these kinds of things because it was an antique historical preservation site. So a lot of these were open wall cavities. So we knew that we could take and be very, very least invasive and pull Cove Base and be able to dry with some injector dry systems and dry the drywall in place and not have to do a significant amount of demo. Well, even though we were a reconstruction team too, they had their own. And so we walked it and we moisture mapped it and we looked at it. And based on our determinations, we determined that that structure would dry in 3 to 4 days. The conditions were right. And with the exception of the originating room on floor 7, we were confident that if his construction team came behind us as we pulled equipment, that we could have every single room back to him by Garth Brooks, and it would be transparent to the people that there was ever even an issue to begin with. So we set him down in the conference room and had this very transparent conversation with him. And he immediately told me, I'm full of it. He goes, I know the modus operandi of restoration companies. He goes, you're going to tell me what I need to hear, but that's not what you're going to do. And I looked him right square in the face and I said, if we can pull this equipment and the structure dries the way we think it's going to, we don't run into any unforeseen circumstances, I promise you that we can make this happen. 4 days later, we returned his hotel back to him with the exception of the originating room. He got to rent every room to every guest except for one. So what does that have to do with passion? What does that have to do with the missing link? It was about him, and it was about his needs and his agenda and what was important to him. It wasn't about me. And here's the deal. I know that if I would have been like any other restoration company and done exactly what he said, then on March 17th, when it happened again, they would not have called us back. And then 60 days after that, when it happened again, they would not have called us back again. And then it evolved into a relationship where I was cleaning all their linens, their floors, polishing their travertine, taking care of all their bio, everything that could ever potentially happen in that hotel. I was their one-stop shop and call. Why? Because I differentiated myself from the competition, because I cared about him and listening to his voice as opposed to my agenda and my paycheck and my commission. So, sounds easy enough. So what's the missing link? I dare you to care more about your clients than you do anything else. I dare you to try to become a strategic partner within their organization and their business. I dare you to take in and find ways to differentiate yourself between you and the competition by going above and beyond. Be an educational resource. Don't always just go in there and talk about what you're doing. Find out what their needs are. Say if it is a hotel, why don't you take some time and get some certification in human trafficking awareness and go in there and go teach and do in-services for them. Do emergency ready profiles for them at no charge and go in and teach disaster preparedness so that they can minimize loss. Does it make sense for a restoration company to do that? Absolutely not. The bigger the loss, the more money you make. But that's not what it's about. Customer service has fallen by the wayside. True caring has fallen by the wayside. Go back to the old school mentality of your client comes first. Remember, they don't need you. There are hundreds of companies out there doing the same type of work that you're doing, but bring something to the table that nobody else does. Go back to the drawing board and be different and care enough to be different and look yourself in the mirror every day and say, how am I going to change the world today? Thank you so much for listening, guys. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please email me at eddie@tierlevel.com and be the missing link. Go out there, change the world, one customer at a time. Guys, thanks again for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.